So in any other time in our nation's history, when we were at war, if anything like this had happened, there wouldn't have been a civilian prosecution of these people. If you ask yourself, what would Abraham Lincoln have done? What would Franklin Roosevelt have done? Woodrow Wilson have done? They would have convened a military tribunal. They would have arrested the people summarily, had them summarily tried and executed. There's just no question about it. And if we were serious about this war, that's what we would do. No doubt the courts would object, but they could be squabbling over a corpse, because that's what would be left of the people who had committed this particular crime. And it seems to me that we have ample cause to take this sort of thing just as seriously now as in any other time when we've been at war in the course of our history, and we really ought to be doing so. And I find it distressing that we're not. And we can't even seem to get, a standard criminal investigation going, where the worst thing the reporters have to worry about is some time in jail for contempt of court if they won't reveal their sources on the bogus ground that they're confidential.
Yeah. Al-Qaeda and the Islamists are playing us like a fiddle. They know in this regard we seem to have been emasculated. They know that the propaganda war is very vital to their interests. And with that in mind, like you're saying, they've got some willing accomplices over here who are doing their dirty work.
Yes, they are. And I think, a great deal of good could be done by arresting Bill Keller and having him lined up against a wall and shot.
Well, now you could.
But sadly, it's not going to happen.
Trial first.
Wait a minute, don't skip the trial.
Yeah. We're running into trouble when we do that.
Well, the trial doesn't have to take very long.
We know about our lessons there.
The trial doesn't have to take very long because the scope of the issues are fairly narrow, there's no question that he published state secrets. He's admitted as much. It seems to me his confession is on record, having been published in his own newspaper.
All right, skip the trial.
No, I don't want to skip the trial. I just don't think it has to take very long. That's all.
Wouldn't you love to see him in the dock, though, Bill Keller and all those editors at the New York Times who were involved?
Oh, but Peter, you're making a great point. At some point in time,